tonight I want to go over that, just show me how I can be a Christian, and how when things come up, you know, with being a Christian, things come up in your life, and man, one day you'll be on a mountaintop, next day you'll be in a valley, one day you know you're saved, next day you'll doubt your salvation, one day you'll know you're following God, next day you'll feel like you're following Satan, and just so many things is up and down in the Christian walk that we have. But if you get a hold of this tonight on how I can show you tonight in the Word of God how your Christianity, how your salvation stays stable tonight, and you know that does not rely on you, but it relies on Christ Jesus tonight. Did you know tonight your salvation does not rely on you, but it relies on Christ Jesus tonight? You know what? If it relied on you tonight, you couldn't keep it. You couldn't hold on to it. You could not handle it tonight if you had to make sure that you lived a certain way that you could go to heaven. But tonight, because Jesus came, died on a cross, rose again on the third day, and now is seated on the right hand of the Father, when we call upon the name of the Lord and that Spirit draws us to be born again and we answer that call and we allow Him to save our soul, you know what happens then? Then we get to a place that we can live the Christian life. And people need to know, we need to show them how we have freedom in Christ Jesus. 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 1. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "My little children, these things write I unto ye, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. And he that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know ye that ye are in Him. And he that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk, even as He walked." Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence tonight, Father, I thank You for this night. I do understand tonight, at this day when I woke up this morning, it was unpromised. Lord God, I never was promised that I'd wake up this morning. Father God, that promise never was given to me. It never was made to me. But Father, when I woke up this morning, I realized that You're the one woke me up, Father. You're the one that gave me the breath. You're the one that gave me the life. You're the one that gave me the ability to get out of that bed. And this day, Father, that I'm living right now, I pray that I can show somebody how great You are, how good You are tonight, Father, and how You never let down on Your promises. You're the one that always stays true. You are the promise keeper. You are the one that holds us tonight, Father. And I thank You for that tonight. And Lord, as we study this portion of Your Word tonight, I pray that I don't show them, but I pray that the Holy Ghost from heaven, it just illuminates our mind tonight. Father God, it just gets on our heart tonight, and it shows us that You are the one that saved us, and we didn't save ourselves. And tonight, I want to show that by the authority of the Word of God in Your book tonight. Father, I love You and I thank You. I pray for all these prayer requests tonight, the ones that's lost their life, the ones that, Father, that's got medical reports, the graduates tonight. Father, I lift them up to You tonight. Father, I pray for this church and every kid that's in the class. Lord, I pray when the time comes, everybody in this room has been born again. I pray when we leave this walk of life, Father, that we know that we have a home in heaven because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I love You and I thank You. I ask it all tonight in Jesus' most holy and sweet, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight, as we get into this, the Word of God tells us that it is possible to walk the Christian walk. You know, tonight, it's possible to walk that walk. And as we come to chapter number 2 here, we see in 1 John that all that the Spirit is screaming is that Christ Jesus is our only hope to walk this walk of Christianity, only through Christ Jesus. And as I read this, all I can say is if that's my case tonight, and the only reason I'm going to heaven tonight is on the blood of Jesus Christ, preacher, tonight, if you believe that tonight, if you believe tonight that my salvation is secure in the blood of Jesus Christ, preacher, if you believe tonight what you're preaching tonight, show me in the Word of God. Friends, tonight, I'm telling you, when I read this tonight in the book of 1 John chapter number 2, I see tonight, he says, show me. And the first thing I want to show you tonight is that you have an advocate tonight. And I want to show you that according to the Word of God, that you have an advocate tonight. Look what the Bible says. "My little children, these things write I unto ye, that ye sin not." He said our prayer is that you do not sin. But you know what? Tonight we do have a sin nature and we do sin. But he says, and if any man sin, this is the one that's been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. When you do sin, you know tonight that you have an advocate with the Father who is Jesus Christ, the righteous tonight. You say, preacher, tonight, what is that advocate tonight? The advocate tonight is he, Christ Jesus. He is the one that advocates tonight. He is the one that stands in the way of us tonight, between us and God tonight. He is our high priest. He is our mediator tonight. You know, tonight, you or I, neither one, we have no authority to go to the throne room and even pray to God tonight without the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that gives us access into heaven tonight. You know, when he died on that cross and he says it is finished, you know what happened? That veil torn from the top to the bottom. And what did that do? That opened up that we could go in. And we go in by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. And tonight, number one, I want to show you this. Show me my advocate tonight. Show me that one that advocates for me tonight. My advocate tonight is Christ Jesus. Why is he my advocate tonight? Because he is righteous tonight. Amen? He is righteous tonight. He is perfect tonight. He is able to plead my case tonight. You know, tonight when I mess up and I sin and I got an accuser tonight, when you read in the book of Revelation chapter number 12, it says that we got an accuser and it's old Satan. And you know what he does? It says that he goes before the Father night and day, morning and evening. He goes before us and he accuses the Father. Hey, did you see what Brother BJ did? Did you hear what he said? Do you know what's going on? And friends, tonight there's enough tonight in my life and there's enough in your life tonight to send it every one of us to a devil's hell. But I got good news tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It ain't by my righteousness. It ain't by nothing that I've done. But it's by the blood of Jesus Christ that's been applied to my life. He is my advocate. And when Satan starts standing there and he starts telling God, do you know what he's done? Do you know what he's did? You know who I got standing there face to face with God? Hey, it's Jesus Christ. You know what tonight? I don't have no angel being my advocate tonight. There's not one angel in heaven could ever save me. It was by the blood of Jesus Christ. That angel's not my advocate. My advocate tonight is Jesus Christ. And when no devil, he starts wanting to rail on me and put things in my way. You know what Jesus does? He stands up and he says, yeah, but he's called on my name. Yeah, but he believes in me. And he's been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And he says this tonight, the advocate is Christ Jesus. You say, what is an advocate tonight, preacher? It's somebody that helps you when you can't help yourself. When you just, have you ever been to a place in your life where you just couldn't help yourself? You just couldn't help yourself and you needed somebody to help you. I got good news tonight. Jesus Christ, if you're born again tonight, he is your advocate tonight. He is your helper tonight. If you're lost in here tonight, I got good news tonight. He can be your helper tonight. He can be your advocate tonight. I thank God tonight that he says, for whosoever will, let him come. Hey, he don't discriminate against nobody. Whoever wants to be saved, when that Spirit draws them, they can be saved and they can have a helper in their life. The advocate tonight, it shows me this. Not only is he my helper, he says there, he says we have an advocate with the Father who is Jesus Christ the righteous. Not only is he my helper, but he is my defense. You know what? There's going to come a day one day that I'm going to stand before the mercy seat of Christ. I'm going to stand there. And friends, I want you to know when I get to heaven, I'm not going to be judged there if I go to heaven or if I go to hell. When I stand there, I got good news tonight. I'm already in. I'm already in. My name's already been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Only thing I want you to know is this. Only thing I can say when I get to heaven, not by nothing I've done, the only thing I can say is Jesus is my Lord. Amen? And that's what he is. He says tonight he's my advocate. He's my helper. He's my defense. And he's the one that intercedes for me tonight. He's the one that intercedes in my life tonight. When I don't know what to say and I don't know what to do, he's the one that intercedes and he is the one that gives me what I need. Turn with me, if you will, tonight. We're talking about an advocate. Show me my advocate. I'm trying to explain to you, and I know I can't do a good job explaining what I'm trying to tell you tonight. I want you to know, though, the devil brings things to my mind. I don't know about you, but he brings things to my mind that don't need to be there. And I want you to know tonight, the only way I get him to flee is in Jesus' name. The only way is in Jesus' name. Turn with me to Hebrews 7:25 as we look tonight. He says he shows me he's my advocate tonight. He shows me that he is my advocate tonight. And he's right there where I need him to be in my life. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God tonight that I don't have to stand in heaven on my own good works. Woo, glory to God. I thank you that I ain't got to stand one day on my works, but I stand on the righteousness of Christ Jesus, and he's washed me. You know how pitiful somebody is if they're trying to work their way to heaven? They're wore out. Spiritually, they're wore out. They're drained. They're mentally, they can't help it. Mentally, they're in trouble. If you couldn't work to get it, you can't work to keep it. That's an amen moment. That's an amen moment. Listen to me tonight. When you put it in your hand to hold on to it, and you put it on your hand to keep it, and you put it in your hand to work and hold on to it, you've took grace out. You took grace slap out of it. You took that free gift completely out. Friends, tonight I got good news tonight. He says in Hebrews 7:25, I want to show you this tonight. Hebrews 7:25, I'm talking about an advocate tonight, somebody that stands in your defense. Hebrews 7:25, the Bible says, wherefore he, and I love that, wherefore he, who is he? Christ Jesus. Wherefore he? I thank God he didn't put B.J. Mills in there. Ain't you? Man, there's sometimes, you ask my wife, she's sitting in the back corner. I have a meltdown, I can't even stand sometimes. Look what he says. Wherefore he, which is Christ Jesus, is able to save them. Who's that? You and I. He is able to save us, what? To the uttermost that come unto him, unto God by him. He's able to save us to the uttermost. He's not saving us until we slip up. He's not saving us until we mess up. He's not saving us until we get cleaned up. He's not saving us until we get a fancy car. He's not saving us till we get our bills paid. He's not saving us till we get things in order. He's saving us to the uttermost. He's saving us to the uttermost. Look at this tonight. That come unto him by God, seeing that he ever liveth. He always lives. Here's an advocate. He always lives. He never will die. And if you're saved tonight, you never will die neither. I'm going to live forever. Amen? And I'm going to live forever in heaven with Christ Jesus. He says tonight, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth. He lives. He don't have to get up in the morning. He's already up. Amen? Christ Jesus, you don't have to wake him up. He's already up. When you go to bed, he's still awake. No matter what, he's awake. He ever liveth to make an intercession for them. Stay right where you're at in Hebrews and turn with me to Hebrews 9:24. I'm talking about show me my advocate. If tonight, if I'm living by grace and I'm living by his mercy and I'm living by his righteousness, show me how he takes care of me, preacher. Show me why I can believe this. Show me how I can have peace in this and walk this way with Christ Jesus. Number one is this, he's my advocate. But look here in Hebrews 9, if you will, in verse number 24, what the Bible says. And here it is again. We're talking about he, Christ Jesus. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands. You know tonight, he's not in a place made with hands. He's not. He's high and lifted up. He is seated high and lifted up. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but unto heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God. He is in the presence of God right now. Jesus Christ is. Well, I thought Jesus lived out. No. The Holy Ghost lives down here. He said, I got to go so I can send him. I'm going to go and I'm going to send you a comforter. He's going to live inside of you. So where's Jesus at? He's on the right hand of the Father. You remember what John and them's mama says, hey, you know, when you get to heaven, can I have one of my sons be on the right side and one of them be on the left side? Do you mind if they get, you know what I'm saying? And he said, yeah, you don't even know what you're asking for. And they're not even worthy. They can't even drink the cup that I'm fixing to go drink. He said, preacher, why is he on the, look here in verse 24, why is he on that right side? Why is he appearing before God? Appear in the presence of God for us. Amen. Amen, brother. Man, that gives me peace. That gives me peace that passes all understanding to know that my advocate, he stands there before God for me. You say, what does that mean, preacher? He is the advocate, he's the lawyer, and he is the only one able to talk to the judge, which is God. He's the only one. There's not an angel there to plead my case. There's not nothing like that there. There's not a spirit there. You know what's there? Jesus Christ himself is there. And what is he doing? He's pleading my case. Every day of my life. Amen, Brother Harold. Whoa, glory. Show me my advocate, man. If I'm going to walk this walk and I'm going to get saved, show me how I'm going to be able to make it to heaven. Because, man, sometimes my walk just don't line up. Sometimes my, and nobody in this room's walk lines up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It don't. It can't. Okay? It can't. You're going to have a letdown moment in your life. And if you're not living under the authority of God's word and under what it says tonight, you'll have a breakdown. You got to understand tonight, your salvation is in Christ Jesus. He's the one saved you, all right? Show me my advocate. But then he says this, look in verse number 2, not only show me my advocate and what he can do in 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 1, but he says, show me my propitiation. What? He's not only my advocate, but he is the one that propitiates me. He is the one that satisfies God for me. That's what that word means. It satisfies God. In Isaiah 53, it said it satisfied God that they bruised him, that they wounded him, that they crucified him. It satisfied God that these things happened. Look what he says in verse number 2. And he, talking about when you sin, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Nothing else but the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood's the only thing that covers. The blood is the only thing. Look, and he showed me my propitiation. For he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. It satisfies God. He's the one that satisfies God. He is my propitiation tonight. He is the one, when he advocates for me, and he stands before God for me, you know what he does? He shows that blood. He shows that blood. When he died and he went to heaven, you know what they did? They take that blood and they put it on the Ark of the Covenant. They put it on the mercy seat and they sprinkle that blood in the Old Testament. And you know what they do? They roll the sins over. Never could wash them away. It'd roll them over. Couldn't wash them away. It'd roll them over. Revelation 1:5 said he washed us in the blood of Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, when he died and he went to heaven, he sprinkled that blood. Amen. And he said, anybody that calls on my name, you know tonight, one drop of blood saved the whole world. That's all it takes, one drop of blood. It just takes that one. You say tonight, say, preacher, what are you talking about tonight? That blood of Jesus Christ, it satisfies God. And I'm trying to show you that tonight, that it satisfies God. And it saves sinners. It satisfies God, so it saves sinners by the blood. In Romans 3:25, turn with me there tonight. And I just want to show you this in Romans 3:25. There's a guy I'm going to tell you about here in just a second while we're turning there. And when we go to look at Romans 3:25, his name was William Cowper. And you know, you may not know him, but you know his song that he penned down and he wrote. And the song is this: there is a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners that plunge beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain. They said when William Cowper, when he wrote that song, said he was in depression. He tried to commit suicide many a times. And said one time he was in an insane asylum. And that's where he was at. And there was a Bible laying there in that garden that he walked out. And when he walked out, he just picked up the Bible and started reading. And the Holy Spirit, him not knowing it at that moment, the Holy Spirit led him to Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 25. He thought, how could I be thinking all this? How could I be doing all this? How could I be wanting to die? How could I be wanting to... You know, when somebody gets in that state, I want you to know, that's not God talking to them. When they get in that state, that's not God talking to them. And they need you and I to tell them that there's a God in heaven that loves them. Amen? Hey, when Elijah told God over there in 1 Kings 19, I'd just soon die. He said, wait a minute. Hey, you didn't. I gave you that life. You ought to love to live that life. Romans 3:25, look what he says. That showed me my propitiation. It says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. If you want to satisfy God and you want to be in right standings with God, you've got to go through the blood of Jesus Christ. You've got to. He said he's the propitiation through faith in his blood. What's that faith in his blood? I have faith that the blood of Jesus Christ can save my sin. I ask you a question tonight. Do you have faith enough tonight to say, hey, the blood of Jesus saved my soul? If you add anything to that, it ain't faith by blood alone. If you add works to that, it's blood and works. Kaylee and Ryder Mills is my kids because of the bloodline. There's a blood. Okay? Tonight, I want you to get this. We're blood. Tonight, I'm a child of God because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Joint heirs with Christ Jesus tonight. He says in 25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God or the goodness of God. What? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That blood of Jesus Christ, it'll cover your past sins. It covers your present sin. And it covers your future sin. How does that, preacher? When he died on the cross, if he didn't die for every sin that ever would be committed, who's going to die for him now? When he died on the cross, he died once to take care of all sin. So how do I get forgiveness? Through faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Calling on the name of Jesus Christ, admitting that he is the Son of God, asking Him to come into your life and to save you, and you walk by faith. It took faith to say, for by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself, but it is a gift of God. It's by faith tonight. So let me show you this. I want to show you the third thing I've seen in the text. Not only one, show me my advocate, or show me my propitiation tonight. Why do you believe what you believe, preacher? You ever wonder why you believe what you believe? If I believe something, you got to show me. You got to show me. Don't tell me. Telling me ain't going to do it. You tell me all day long how to do something, but show me and I can get it a whole lot quicker. And tonight I'm trying to show you that your salvation is based upon Jesus Christ and Him alone. Number one, He's your advocate. Number two, He's your propitiation. But number three, show me how I can know. Show me how I can know. Show me. Let's look here in the text together, if you will. And hereby, look in verse number 3 of 1 John chapter number 2. And hereby we do know that we know Him. And hereby we know that we know Him. If there's one person that I know that knows me better than I know me, that's God. That's Jesus Christ. Let me tell you how I know He knows me better than I know me. Have you ever went to do something and something said, don't do that. Don't do that. Well, I've always went that way. I'm just going to don't go that way today. And you go that way anyway, and you got down there and you shouldn't have been that way. And you say, well, that was just a coincidence. No. Well, that was just an accident. No. You know what that is? That's that God in your life. That's the one that tells you that, hey, I know you better than you know you, and I know what you need in your life, and I know which way you need to go. You need to go this way. You need to go this way. Let me show you this. Show me how I can know, preacher, that what lives inside of me. Look what he says. And hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. You know what he says? His commandments is not grievous. They're not grievous. Do I break them? I try not to. But I sure try to keep them, don't you? He said he didn't come to destroy the law, but he come to fulfill the law. So tonight, if you're born again, he's your advocate, he's your propitiation, and you know that he lives inside of you, always make an intercession because it's not grievous to keep his commandments and what he's asked you to do. Look what he says here as we keep reading. And he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments. Here it is, okay? He that says, I know him, and has no desire to keep them, what does the Bible say about that individual? He's a liar. He's a liar. Well, I don't like to be called a liar. If you understand who wrote this book right here, which is the Holy Ghost speaking into John here, but if you understand what old John was, he's the one that the Bible said that the Lord loved him. He was the disciple that Jesus loved. He was the one that was on the Isle of Patmos that died there because of his faith in Christ Jesus. And when he was pinning this down, he said, look here, you may not never lose your life over it, but I'm fixing to lose mine over it. And what I believe in is real and it's true. And if you're going to walk it, you better talk it. If you're going to talk it, you better walk it. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to understand that Christ Jesus is who he says he is and he's real. And he says this, he said, I've seen him face to face. I know him. I've seen him after he was resurrected. I've seen him before he was put to death. And I want you to know there's going to come another day that I'm going to see him again. You know who John also was that wrote this? He was the revelator. He wrote Revelation. He said, look here, I got the authority to tell you that if you're not living it, you're a liar. That's pretty tough. If I wrote a book and come in here and I said, hey, you're a liar, man, this place be empty. Ain't nobody here likes to be called a liar, do you? Even when you're lying. Loosen up a little bit. It's going to be all right. Even when you know you're lying. And they say, you're a liar. Don't you call me a liar. And before you know it, you say, I might be lying, but I ain't a liar. So what are you talking about, preacher? If you understand, and I understand that he's my advocate, and man, he is standing before God, and he is saying, I've washed him. I've washed her in the blood. I've washed him in the blood. I've washed her in the blood. Here it is. Here's the blood. Here's the nail-scarred hands. Here's why they're saved. John's saying, if he's standing before God and he's saying this, And then he turns and looks around. And you're not doing nothing he said. And you could care less. You know what old John said? He said, you're a liar. You don't know the same God I know. The same God I know that's making intercession for me and pleading my cause and being my lawyer and being telling the judge, hey, give him a chance. Give him the one that's doing that. If you know the same God I know, you're going to want to live for him. Yeah, you're going to slip up. Yeah, you're going to have times in your life. But when you slip and you fall, you're not going to stay down. A child of God's going to get back up. Because they understand, number one, they have a propitiation. Number two, they have an advocate. And number three, they know that he lives inside of him. He says, number one, it is this, because we keep his commandments. Number two, it's because the word is in us. But number three, and I'm going to show you this in 1 John, that the Spirit dwells inside of us. That Spirit dwells inside of us. Last night, we was at the graduation. I got to pray last night at the graduation, and they asked me what I prayed. And I said, yeah, and they put my name in the little ballot thing. And I asked Kaylee, I said, she asked me like a month ago. And I asked her, I said, baby, I ain't heard nobody. Am I going to pray? She said, yeah, Daddy, you going to pray? I said, okay. And as I got going out through there, when I got up to pray, I felt that Holy Ghost taking over. You know what I'm talking about? When you quit just, you know? And I was like, okay, what is going on? In Jesus' name, bless y'all. You know what I'm saying? Why, preacher? Why? Because that intimate relationship I have with him, I don't only talk to him in public places, but I talk to him in private places. And if you're not careful, what you pray in private, if you ain't careful, when you get praying in a public place, what's in private will come out. You don't believe that tonight? What you do in private, if you're not careful, it'll come out in public. Why? Because that Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And I felt, when I had a hold of that mic and that podium, I felt that Holy Ghost rising up inside. When I study this word and I understand this word and I explain it, I feel it rising up inside of me. And you feel it rising up inside of you too if you're born again. When you read that word, you know that, because that Holy Spirit's alive in your life. Let me show you this in the book tonight in 1 John. If you'll look with me here, he says this is how we can know tonight. In 1 John, if you'll look with me in chapter number 4 and verse number 13, I want to show you this. How we know tonight. Show me. How can I know? 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 13 is because the Spirit dwells in us. 1 John 4:13, the Bible says, hereby know we that we dwell in him. Here's how I know I'm in him. Here's how I know I'm in Christ Jesus. And he in us. Here's how I know. Because he hath given us of his Spirit. That Spirit lives inside of you tonight. That Spirit lives inside of me tonight. I'll show you the last thing tonight, and I'll be brief. I've got to get brief. Not only does he show me my advocate, show me my propitiation, show me how I can know, but show me tonight, preacher, what I am in Christ Jesus. Show me what I am in Christ Jesus. Here's what he said in verse number 6. He that saith in the text, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Show me what I am in Christ Jesus. Number one, you're free. Number two, you're forgiven. Number three, you're fruitful. Number four, you're a child of God. Number five, you're a friend of Jesus. And number six, you're accepted by the blood of Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Ephesians tonight, and we'll be closing up because the kids will be coming in. Ephesians chapter number 1 tonight, I'm going to show you this in the text. Ephesians chapter number 1 in verse number 6, and I'm going to read this to you. Ephesians chapter number 1 in verse number 6, what you are in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1 in verse number 6, the Bible says, show me what I am in Christ Jesus. To the praise of the glory of his grace wherein he hath made us accepted in the blood. So I'm accepted in Jesus. In, verse number 7, whom we have redemption. Who do I have redemption in? In Christ Jesus. Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Having made known unto us, Ephesians 1:9, the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Everything you are tonight is in Christ Jesus. I can't do nothing unless I'm in Christ Jesus. Having that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. So I'm in him tonight. As I studied this, there's things rise up in your life. You know what I'm talking about? And it's an old country song that when I was studying this, Brother Roy, I don't know where this come from when I studied it. You know what I'm saying? But it come up, and today my mom was at home, and I walked in, and I put my phone on. And I had to listen to that song to understand where I was at. And she said, now I'm a preacher, okay? And she said, what are you doing listening to that? I said, I got to hear something. And you remember David Allen Coe. If you're my age or older, you know David Allen Coe. And he's got a song, and the song is The Ride. And he's talking about thumbing a ride from Montgomery to Nashville. And said a man pulled up beside him in an antique Cadillac. And he said, you don't have to call me Mr. Mr. The whole world calls me Hank. But there's one thing he said. He said, are you ready for this? That's what he asked him in the song. And he said, can you make them feel what you feel inside? Can you make them feel what you feel inside? You know how I'm a follower of Jesus Christ? Because he makes me feel what he feels inside of me. Anything in my life, when I was out in the world, whoever I was around, Brother Roy, I wanted to feel what you felt. Whatever you told me, man, this is a good time, man. Man, you have a good time doing this. I wanted to know that, and I wanted to feel what you felt. The feeling you tell me you was getting off whatever, I expected to feel the same feeling. Well, when I come to Christ Jesus, I want you to get this tonight, I feel something on the inside. And why do I feel that? Because he is in me. And in that song that David Allen Coe wrote, he said this. He said, can you make them feel what you feel inside? When it got to that part today, I just cut it off. That's all I wanted to hear. And I started meditating on that. And I ask you a question tonight. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you ought to feel something on the inside. He ought to make you feel what he feels on the inside. Every time, brother. Every time. And tonight, I've showed you in the text, according to God's word, that tonight, if you're born again, I'm telling you tonight, you can walk this Christian life because you've been shown tonight that he is your advocate. He's the one that's saying, I know him. He is your propitiation. He's putting the blood on the line saying, here it is, and it's enough to save them. He says, they can know that they know me because the Spirit lives inside. Spirit lives inside. And they can do this because they are in Christ Jesus. Tonight my question is this. Are you in Christ Jesus? You're either in or you're out. There's no middle ground. There's no middle ground. I heard the other day this right here. They was talking about, a preacher's talking about little sin. Well, that's just a little sin. And he said, and that preacher said this. It says like telling a woman she's just a little pregnant. It's just a little sin, but about like telling a woman, well, you're just a little pregnant. It won't be long. It won't be little. When my wife first was pregnant a year ago, 3 months, a year ago. He's a year old, by the way. He ain't but 3 months old, but really he's a year old. He was 9 months in the womb. We believe at birth, right? At conception, right? Or I do. So he's, you know. Okay, I'm getting off in left field. But what I'm trying to tell you tonight is this. I'm trying to tell you this tonight, that Christ Jesus, if you're in, you're in. And the more you're in him, you're not going to be little all your life in Christ Jesus. You're going to grow. And somebody ought to be telling that you're growing in Christ. Man, there ought to be something growing. When my wife first told me she was pregnant, I looked at her and said, there ain't no way. There's no way. But the test proved different. When I first got saved, if you looked at my life, you'd say, there's no way you're a child of God. But the test proved different. And as the years has rolled on, it's growed and it's growed and it's growed. Why? Because if I serve a God this big and he comes in to live inside of me, shouldn't I grow? I should be growing. Tonight, I ask my question is this. Can you tell somebody, let me show you why I believe what I believe? Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord God, I thank you for this word. Lord, tonight, I just get so excited by the feeling that I feel on the inside. Father, I know tonight salvation is not about a feeling. It's about faith. I know that tonight. I understand that tonight. I understand the book tonight. I understand what you're telling us, but I do know this tonight. And Father God, it's clear in your Bible tonight. It's clear in your word tonight that somebody that's born again, they're going to feel a change on the inside. they're going to feel that change. They're going to feel that pull. They're going to feel that tug. They're going to feel that difference that's in their life because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, whoever tonight is trying to live by works and trying to live by works, Lord, I pray tonight they just get a hold of grace. Get a hold of that mercy and that love that you have for us. And Lord, tonight, we can just say, hey, I'll show you that Jesus Christ is my Lord. Father, I love you and I thank you. Bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.